I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In the last week, I've started to crave potatoes again.
Oh, wow. No, here we go. This is when you're coming to the end of the Fast 800, because those potatoes will get you eventually.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever mistakenly bought Tia Maria matcha instead of matcha tea, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
I've seen those in the supermarkets and my experience of matcha that you inflicted upon me just over a year ago, I'm never trying it.
It sounds like health tea, Maria matcha.
No, I mean,
as this is up my street, very much my sort of thing, I am willing to take one for the team and try it.
Yeah, well, girl.
Yeah.
On your head may it fall.
That's fine. I'm willing to take that chance.
Right, let's start with our first update of the podcast, and it's me.
Back at work after a week off, and I've already drunk a litre of coffee and I'm working on a litre of water, which reminded me last week I definitely did not drink anywhere near enough fluids. Also, confession time, Saturday we went to a theme park, didn't have time within my fasting window to make anything for the Fast 800, so instead I went for chippy, because obviously that was a sensible thing to do, and I had small fish and chips and mushy peas. Got back on the bandwagon yesterday though, and I'm back on it fully again today. Now, going forward, back on the Fast 800 for now, that £25 before Christmas is looking slightly more attainable than it was approximately a month ago. Right, me and my scales are falling out big time now, because for the last 2 weeks, it said that I've weighed the same. Just stepped on them now, because this is the normal time of the week that I would weigh, and it says I've gained £2 in the last week. Like, how? How does a small fish and chips and mushy peas that I didn't even eat the whole of, how does that weigh £2? And that was from Saturday. Like, I know that I'm technically waiting for my whoosh, and when it comes, I'll be like, oh my God, another half stone gone. But fuck me. Like, when is this bastard whoosh coming?
Who knew that fish, chips and mushy peas could weigh £2?
No,
that's just
let me correct
educational,
you there.
Really.
Fish, small chips. Small mushy peas.
Not worth it.
No, it's not.
Fish, chips and mushy peas, basically. Doesn't matter if they're small. Still, fish, chips, mushy peas, £2.
Still a lot of oil.
But in the last week alone, Jo, I
don't look at me for sympathy.
It's just you, no, Jo.
I didn't eat Domino's pizza. I didn't eat the chicken kebab.
Well, you should have done for that weight.
I didn't eat chocolate cake. Fucking hell. I was, honestly,
yeah, you missed out on birthday cake as well, didn't you?
Two lots of birthday cake.
Oh, you should have the cake. In hindsight, always have the cake.
Well,
that's
there we go. That's clearly it. But then that was it. I was just absolutely fuming.
I think we've said this before, and I think we should repeat it. Fast 800 does not work after 3 weeks. You should come back to Slimming World.
No. That's
come on back, darling. Come on, girl.
MMB's not having another cent of my cash.
Yeah, but you could have taken the batter off that fish. And you could have had those mushy peas for free. And
I could have calorie counted on NutriCheck and eaten the whole thing and not felt guilty. The thing is, right, I think you're right. I think it's a 3 week window where you do have that substantial loss, and then you do have to wait. I've been looking on the forums and seeing people of these different experiences.
Oh God, desperate times. Well, yeah.
That's just it. But it's a very common thing. Like week 3 and 4, people aren't losing anything or just half a pound.
This is week 5, isn't it?
This
for you?
Is week 5 now. But then I ate fish and bastard chips, didn't I? So there we go. But I
did
manage
it four
the whole
weeks.
Of September.
Just want to say that I managed to do 4 weeks.
Yeah, you did. How much did you lose, Victoria, in 4 weeks?
I lost a stone.
Yeah.
So, well, it was £14 overall. But I'm going to say it was £14 in that last week. Definitely.
Sure. I think we can all agree that home scales don't count.
Of course they do. Unless you're telling me that I do actually weigh £7 lighter than they're telling me.
I think you do, darling, and that's what we're saying.
I'll take that. That's 100% fine.
So what are you going to do then? Because I feel like if you are restricting yourself, which it feels like the Fast 800 is, and you're putting on, that is, sorry, Mum, that's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
because you can stay the same and eat out three times a week on Slimming World.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Oh,
no,
I am not.
Do you think? Do you think your water intake and your liquid? Because you said obviously that you didn't drink enough last week. Do you think? Because in the first couple of weeks you drank loads.
Oh yeah,
like made the difference.
This is it. I think in the first couple of weeks you drink more and more because you'd want to sort of fill your tummy up to suppress your appetite. But then when your appetite actually does shrink, you're less likely to drink the fluids. So I've, but then again today, like yesterday, I was
an
really
excuse
good.
Of the week can't be I've not drank enough.
But that's what it is. But we say that so many times.
Well, I think we've used that plenty of times.
And it's definitely come out of your mouth.
Oh, how very dare you.
Definitely in groups. I've definitely heard it there.
Have you upped your drinking game?
I have.
Water, obviously.
I have.
Have you upped it?
Yeah, I have. This is the other thing. I've not had any alcohol for 6 weeks now.
No wonder you feel sad.
Yeah, there we go.
So I can relate.
I have up the water and in the hope that this whoosh does come.
Two words.
I said that I've only had one.
Two words.
Today.
Green tea.
No, I'm not doing green
tea. Fuck, that will do it. If you have three green teas a day, here's the challenge. Come on, let's all get involved.
Green tea.
It doesn't matter. Put a sweetener in it. Takes
the edge off. 800.
You are. It's one fucking sweetener three times a day all week. You will lose. You'll shift half stone.
Look, let's see where we are.
Green
next week.
Tea is the key.
Let me just carry on with what I'm doing. Let's see where
it's
we are.
It's not
next
working.
Week. I hate to agree with Jo, but she does have a point on that one.
Green tea is the key. That's a sticker.
Do you know what's happened in the last week?
Oh, fuck's sake.
No, don't. Green tea's not the key. In the last week, I've started to crave potatoes again.
Wow. Oh no, here we go. This is when you're coming to the end of the Fast 800, because those potatoes will get you eventually.
Not chocolate, not crisps, before. Not pasta, not anything else. Potatoes.
Can I just say,
potatoes.
Over this side of the table, I can have potato, jacket potato, mashed potato, chips. Sin free over here.
Yeah, we'll
over
see.
Here, love.
We'll
come
see.
On.
No. Let's move on to our excuses.
We welcome you back.
No, I am not going to give Margaret Miles Bramwell any more money.
Okay.
No. In fact, if my Slimming World leader hears this, you can remove me from the group now on Facebook.
Don't remove her, because she'll be back next week. Don't remove her. That's crazy. She'll be back next week, 100%.
Let's move on to our excuse of the week. This is from Kirsty, who says, I have two children and on a Sunday morning, when I've got a week's worth of washing to sort, food prepping and housework to get through, all they want to do is whinge and fight and moan. Hard relate. A share bag of white buttons may have been consumed before lunchtime. It's their fault, not mine. Absolutely.
You can blame the kids 100%. That happens a lot at Slimming World groups, especially kids' school holidays. Like, the whole room loses its shit because
I blame the kids' school holidays and I don't even have kids. Yeah, agreed.
I get pissed off that there are a rat bloody hanging around the supermarkets and shit.
Yeah,
it turns me to chocolate.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 will be won every single time. Our next party is tonight, if you're listening on release date. And as it's the last one before Halloween, we are going to go Halloween themed.
Hooray!
Dress up.
Yeah.
Bring your trick-or-treat goodies as well. I'm going to go shopping this afternoon for trick-or-treat goodies. But because I'm trying to be Fast 800 friendly, in my head, I'm like, can I wrap spiralised carrot
around? Yeah,
what
can you have?
No, fuck off, both of you two. On Zoom parties.
Why? What have I done?
No, on Zoom parties, you're not allowed to stick to it. That's the whole fucking point. You've got to have booze.
I'm not sticking to it. No, at no point did I say I'm not eating
sweets tomorrow. Good girl. I retract that. Just you, Katie.
Thank fuck you.
You have to eat shit and no, you have to drink booze, but you see, or you're not welcome.
As a mother, I'm constantly guilt tripped into these healthy trick or treat versions. You know, like how they say, give out raisins, give out carrot sticks when everyone else is doing Haribo. I could be that mum on our Zoom.
Okay, Paul, no. Producer Paul, overrule this or rule it in. Is she allowed
hold on, no, I have to stick up for Kate on this one because I'm not going to be drinking. And that is a fundamental rule as well.
I don't have to eat chocolate.
Right, there's no point to this. The Zoom is cancelled. There are a few of you, I'm sure, that will come on Zoom tonight and drink enough.
For both of us.
For both of
them. Yeah, they will. They genuinely will. Yeah, absolutely.
And we approve.
We approve.
You can search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook. That means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Cassie Hicks says, I listened to the podcast out on my run today and nearly fell over. Hearing about people maintaining or losing when they have indulged on holiday. I had 4 days off plan, eating lots of naughty food on a family trip to London 2 weeks ago, walked over 20,000 steps a day, gained 8 pounds.
Oh, no.
That's 2 fucking pounds a day. 7 days back on plan, 100%, and 3 5K runs, and I've only lost 5 pounds of that gain. That's good to lose that straight away again. That's good.
Well, losing days, 5 pounds. 4 days and gaining 8 pounds in 4 days, though.
Easy done.
Oh, she's had 4 portions of fish and chips.
Yeah. That's £2 per fish and chip. Correct.
Neve Thomas says, I had 2 meals off plan and gained 2.5 pounds this week. God, right. I didn't even miss a workout. Bloody champagne, chips and hotel breakfast. I can't believe some people maintain on holiday. It sickens me.
It sickens me.
It's even worse when your podcast colleague actually loses weight on a holiday. Laura says, I have just found your podcast and immediately sent it to all my friends. I'm rejoining Slimming World this week for the nth time and 22 years after I first joined. So it's just what I needed to spur me on.
No, sorry.
I am only on episode 2, but
there we
catch
go. That's
quick.
A little.
All of that promise and aspirations.
Oh, they were the days, weren't they?
I wanted to share with you my best holiday weight gain story, though. I went to weigh in after 2 weeks in the US, less walking, more pizza, and the weigh-in lady congratulates me on only gaining 2 pounds. Very shocked but happy, I looked down at the numbers, only to realise that it was actually 16 pounds. But with such a mighty gain, she hadn't spotted that the stone had gone up too.
Oh, no.
I did think about keeping quiet, but didn't want to catch up with me the following week. So I had to come.
Oh, God. It's embarrassment.
It's so horrible because putting that on, you just, in your head, you go, oh, my, that took me 2 years to lose. Just put it on. I'm on holiday.
Only 2 years.
Julie Brady says, I was checking the garage freezer for some space. And found last year's Christmas roulade and 3 packs of caramel hot cross buns. Oh. I don't know who I am anymore.
Well, hopefully. Oh, what a lovely treat. Julie's now OD'd on all of those
things.
Yeah, I
hope so.
This actually reminds me, and I posted it last week on our social, I was cleaning out the cupboards and I actually found a packet of hi-fi bars that went out of date in February 2020.
I'd have still had those.
So, obviously, I never got that desperate to eat them. take from that what you want. Jane Littlepratt says, I've just sponsored you, Victoria, on your Just Giving page. You're doing great. You think that it's bad being overtaken by a 4-year-old? I was out walking yesterday and was overtaken by a 78-year-old, as he proudly told me.
Wow. Victoria, on your training runs for your run this weekend, have you been overtaken by an OAP?
Yes, I actually was. Yes.
Oh, Christ.
Genuinely was, yeah. Yeah. But it's fine. I've come to terms with it. It's fine.
She's not fine. She's back.
And Jean Short says, wow, after eating my weight in Walker's crisps and a box of Slimming World Hi-Fi bars, which caused me to shit through the eye of a needle. They really do. I weighed in 2 pounds lighter tonight. Happy, happy, happy. I do have a box of Hi-Fi bars from the last
time. I'll take them off you.
Well, no. There we go. I'm thinking. Maybe as I give that a go too.
Yeah, have those. Yeah. See if you can shit through the eye of a needle.
I should have kept my out-of-date ones for you, Kate, shouldn't I?
But you can. You can still buy Scanbrand, which we talk about every now and again on here. You still buy Scanbrand, I think, in like Holland and Barrow. Yeah. And that really, really helps.
That really gets you moving, yeah.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame in a Game sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Right, let's get our next update, and it's from Jo.
So, first weigh-in after initial holiday gain. I have been on plan every single day. It was easy some days because we did an all-nighter to go and see James Bond, so I basically slept most of that next day and did not crave junk food. I think I've done good. There's a real huge banana debate going on because I have bananas on weigh day. Now, I know we've discussed before that bananas are evil, but they are my favourite of the fruits. So, do we love bananas again? Do you just keep off them for weigh day?
Guess who's nail dieting? Because I lost on those scales 4 pounds.
Wow.
I know, yay, right? Now, confession, I did want it to be a biggie. I wanted to be star pupil. So I did move from Vans to handbag belly pumps.
Cheat.
So that's £2 there. Anyway, it's written down £4. So I've lost £4. So £4.
That's fraudulent. That's absolutely fraudulent. Although,
for anybody that was just watching the captions on Instagram, you were wearing your belly pumps.
No, eye pumps.
Thank you, mate. Which would make captions. More sense if you've lost 4 pounds in a week.
Those captions drive me insane.
Oh,
I haven't got the patience.
Well done, Joe, though. Real.
Yeah, 4 pounds, guys. I will accept you. Congratulations.
On one of those days you didn't eat, though. So
on one of those days.
Fast 800.
Yeah, probably. It probably was. I just felt, you know, when you just need a boost.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, if I've only lost like a pound, that's going to be really shit. Because I put 4.5 on holiday, yeah, and I really needed my mind to know it was coming off quickly. Because mm-hmm. I've got to get back to that stone. I got my stone certificate and now I'm at 6.5 pounds.
Oh.
I know, it feels like a mountain, doesn't it? It feels horrible.
Yeah. It does, but you've done it once this year so far. You'll hit that stone again. Trying to be motivational.
Do you know what's in my head right now, which I'm thoroughly enjoying? My head is, I'll only stop dieting Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and then
it's
I'll be back on it.
Birthday in December.
No, I'm still going to diet, I think.
Fuck off. No. Absolutely not. That does not happen in your world. You don't
know,
but
birthday. I'm a new woman. It's new year, new me, wasn't it?
Didn't you earlier? Text your boyfriend,
sake, we're not starting that in October. Stop.
Didn't you text your boyfriend in WhatsApp when WhatsApp went down, asking about what you want from the chippy? Did you have chippy tips?
Yeah, small fish and chips and mushy peas.
What the fuck?
See, the difference here, Katie. See the difference.
No, but it was on the way home from weigh-in. So
did
that's
you eat it all?
Yes!
Right, if you've not gained
delicious.
2 pounds next week, I'm going to be furious.
It was delicious. It was so nice. It was really lovely. Because it was like my way day treat, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Put my Vans back on and got some...
Calories don't count on way day.
Got some fish and chips. It was good. It was exciting. And so I have lost 4 pounds, and that is on the record. But because I took my Vans off, I've got nothing to play with now.
No.
So, which is good in a way, because it means I've got to be strict.
You have, but you could also crack out the sarong. I'm sure that you've still got, you've washed that since
holiday. Interesting. Very good point. There are people at my Slimming World still in flip flops, you know.
Oh, yeah. There will be in the middle
of
the
same if I went to group.
It was
that
tipping
genuinely
it down.
Would be me.
It was tipping it down. I was like, I can't. This is crazy.
I'd be wearing summer dresses still if I was still going. Yeah.
Well, we are expecting an Indian summer, aren't we? A week. So that could be
are
a good
we,
week for
are we
me.
Are joking? It's October. summer's done.
No, I think we're getting ready. One more week, Victoria. Bloody
no.
brace yourself. It'll just hit
you
when you
what?
Start running.
On Sunday.
Yeah, do you know
on
what?
Sunday
it's going to start on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it'll be 25 fucking degrees when I'm doing my 10K. I can guarantee it.
Think of all the sweat.
Yeah,
think
of those powers
sweat.
You're burning, darling.
We take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Amy Hart says, last week, my boyfriend and I went out to eat at a place where you can order from lots of different street food places. I ordered sushi and got excited at the menu. With absolutely no intention of sharing, I ordered some sushi rolls, gyoza and a katsu curry. Go hard or go home, right? To my absolute horror, the waiter turned up with 2 sets of chopsticks.
Wow.
As soon as I clocked this, I played the whole, yeah, those are for the middle of the table, please, knowing fully well they weren't. As soon as the waiter had gone, I scoffed the lot, but broke the 2 pairs of chopsticks and arranged them to make it look as if we'd both had a go at it. Sometimes you have to lie to enjoy your food.
Yeah, yes, well done. Hero. Hero.
I love that Amy's boyfriend probably just literally just sat there and just let her do it. Didn't say a single thing. Like, fully aware of what was going on.
He knows not to say anything.
He knows. They've been here before.
Well done, Amy.
If you want to nominate yourself for Hero of the Week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials, and every hero wins a piece of merch of their choice from our Etsy store. Now, time for our final update, and it's from Victoria.
So it is here, it is race week. On Sunday, I will be finally running the 10K that I have been banging on about for the past 3 months. And I'm actually really excited. I'm really nervous, but I am genuinely excited. And I actually feel like I can do this for the first time, actually. So it's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it. And I am most looking forward to the rest of the day, because I'm going to be finally reunited with my one true love, and that is a bottle of rum. And I'm going to eat and drink my way through the afternoon in the hot tub, and I cannot wait. But I am going to make sure that I get everything out of my system on Sunday, because even though I have booked Monday off work because I probably won't be able to walk, I am back on it. And I'm back on it because I have just remembered that I have got a wedding to go to the second week of December, and it's my boyfriend's 30th the week before as well. So yeah, this is it. Finally, I can shut up about running a 10K until I sign up to do another one.
No, don't no, do that right. Banned.
Firstly, good luck for Sunday. Oh,
because I can't believe it's here.
When the rum hits...
Oh, it's gonna hit different, guys.
It's really gonna hit. Are you ready then, darling? Are you ready for the run?
Yeah, I actually feel like I am. I went for my last long training run this morning, and I managed to do 5 miles. And right. I genuinely surprised myself. So I only need to find another mile in me for Sunday, and I'll have done it. So yeah, I feel it's been a long personal journey over the past 3 months. But yeah, I'm genuinely excited about it. I really, really am looking forward to it.
Did you watch the London Marathon on the telly at the weekend and shit yourself?
I saw the highlights of it. I saw the highlights of it. And I was thinking, yeah, I'm not going to be going that quick.
Are you running dressed as a Mr. Potato Head? That's all we want to know.
Yeah, for Katie, so I can give her nightmares about potatoes that she can't have. But yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. But, you know, most looking forward to actually just having so much rum in the afternoon. That's honestly going to get me through.
Are you really going to be back on it on Monday, though? Like, come on.
Tuesday. Because,
yeah, I think Tuesday starts Tuesday.
Yeah, probably Tuesday, being honest. But yeah, I completely forgot I've got a wedding. So that's going to, yeah, I've got to do something about that.
Are you going to weigh yourself before next podcast?
Yes, I'll weigh myself. I'll weigh myself Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, and I'll compare it to when I last got weighed.
Yeah.
And yeah, are you going back to group?
No, I don't think so. Like, I think doing this training and doing, I don't know, I just feel differently about it now. I just don't think it's something that I really want to carry on doing. I didn't really think that I was getting anything from it. So unfortunately, home scales will have to start counting.
Well, can I say, Victoria, we will welcome you back too when you change your mind, as we will, Katie.
It's not happening, Jo.
Come back together.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the weekend. And I've had so many amazing messages from our listeners as well. I mean, we know that they're amazing anyway, but and they're always supportive of us. But both on, you know, our main page and personal pages as well, they've just been amazing. So that's been really nice. I feel very, very loved and supported.
On Sunday, then, we should all post a picture of us cheersing
what
Victoria.
I was going to say, what we're doing. Oh.
We should all drink because Victoria's done the run.
Yes!
Well, good luck, darling.
Have breakfast. What do you have at Christmas in the morning?
Bucks Fizz.
Oh, yeah, Bucks Fizz.
That's without it. Yeah, want you all to have one of them on a Sunday morning? That would be great. Thank you.
Well, good luck, darling. Good luck. We look forward to you achieving that, which we know you will. And also, we look forward to the Tuesday scales number.
Okay, I promise.
Okay, good.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations, and today's has come in from Corrine Curtis. She says, least supportive diet partner is my lovely mum. She found a photo of me from 3 months ago after I'd just finished 12 weeks on the Fast 800 and proceeded to tell me how lovely I looked. This would have been a great compliment if it wasn't followed by the question, what happened? I thought you were still on a diet. I replied with the first answer I could think of. That photo was taken from a flattering angle. It has nothing to do with the fact that I have gained all of the weight I lost and more. Anyway, one bag of Walker's Sensations, not multi-pack sized, 2 goo cheesecakes and a sharing bag of Maltesers later. And it's safe to say I am definitely not on a diet anymore.
Thanks, Mom. Oh, God.
I do feel sorry for Corrine because like, I've had that as well. So this time last year is after I'd lost that weight on the Fast 800. Mm. So any like stories from this time last year or any pictures of me from this time last year, like I do feel a little bit sick about because like I
oh when it look, comes yeah, up in memories
yeah, it's annoying. It's oh. really fucking annoying. Oh. Yeah. Boo hiss. Anyway, we'll get there again.
We'll get there. Of course we will. Of course.
12
will.
Weeks.
Right. Although I posted the picture on our socials of when we met 2 chubby cubs, and I think we all look different in that one. So you can definitely see that we have done something while we've been recording this podcast.
Yeah, and they do as well because they're at the minute. Yeah. Paul is definitely shedding a shitload of weight.
Mm.
And James, sorry, James.
James, I thought you had
James.
James
updates as much though as Paul, does he? So it's hard to keep up.
James, I think you've lost a bit more. Just saying.
We'd all have sex with both of you, so it's fine.
Yeah, 100%.
Before we crown around this week's Slimmer of the Week. Let's get some more of your stories.
Lynette Smith says, anyone have any rituals? I always pig out the night before weighing. That helps me cope with the starvations of the next day. Then I try getting by on 10 calories before my weigh-in time at 6 p.m. Oh, and then I fall down the black hole of post-weighing.
How do you survive on 10 calories until 6 p.m? Like, it's hard enough doing 800 in a day.
That's just one of those jellies.
Oh my God, a 10-cal gel.
It's one of those 10-cal gels.
Although, do you know those 10-cal jellies are actually a lot less? Oh, if you go on the NutriCheck app, which is always accurate. Yeah. They're like 6 calories or 7 calories, or 3
Why
sometimes.
Why do they market themselves as being 10 then when they're only 6?
Because it's like the fast 800. It's not really 800. It's 1,000 or 1,100-ish. Okay. It just rolls off the tongue.
Carl Podrick says, first week back on plan with MMB.
Hooray!
#CC at home, but need the discipline of being weighed every week. After weighing in the last week over 2 stone heavier, I went back this week and boom, 8.5 pounds off.
Nice. Wow.
That's without any training, as I haven't had time. I will get the 2 stone off before Christmas. It will happen. And I know this because I'm a man.
No.
LOL.
Carl, we hate you.
He's not wrong.
Neve Thomas says, I got my toddler a Happy Meal for tea tonight. They messed up the order and gave me someone else's triple cheeseburger and fries. Didn't find out until I got home, so I had an accidental McDonald's for tea at 4:30.
Can't waste that.
That's a gift. You have to have that.
Agreed.
You've all got yourselves a No Shame in a Game sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. I was Slimmer of the Week last week.
Unfairly, I think.
No, absolutely not. I worked my.
Why did you get it last week?
I don't know.
Because I was the remember. Because I dieted. Joe gained 4.5 pounds, and we have no idea what you did. So
I've got no idea what I'm doing. Let
I will accept the Slimmer of the Week award with my full 4 pound loss.
Yeah. Fraudulently, because you wore belly pumps and not
Slimming World scales don't lie.
Did you wear leggings last week or not?
This week, for sure.
Right, and last week you wore...
When you get to my age, you don't remember
things.
She
wore jeans. I don't care what she said.
I think I did wear jeans.
Right, there we go then. That's £3 in the Vans and £2 in the jeans. So you've technically put another £0.5 on. Right. Purely because she's worked so hard this 10K under her belt.
Come on.
And after this week... The poor cow doesn't have to get up so bloody early and go on a run. I feel like Victoria is more than justified
in being bitter about that.
No, we have to get up early.
Can I say my argument, though? Because I was genuinely going to say, Katie, please pick me, because the £4 that Joe has lost, I will put on Sunday. So that should be enough.
Right, this week's Slimmer of the Week is Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, thank you.
Oh, awesome.
I am a bit gutted, though, because I am quite peckish and I was... Like, actually looking forward to having a biscuit potentially on extra
Just
portions.
Have one anyway.
Have
just
one have anyway. One. You're not
okay, I'll have
anyway.
One anyway. That's fine.
another ginger nut for Victoria.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you know.
Right. You may or may not agree with us. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So, whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.